The Braves and the Phillies in the back end of Wednesday's doubleheader. The Braves took game one with these, and they get off to a good start in game two. It's Amanda Moore, top one for Matt Kemp.
And the pitch coming, and it's hit in the air to right field. Nick Williams retreating, going back toward the warning track, over his head, up against the fence for Kemp. He's around first, heading for second, and the Braves have the lead on the RBI double by Kemp.
So Freitas is up, a runner at third. And he strokes one toward the gap for his first big league hit. It's going to score a run. Freitas around first, on his way to second. Nobody covers the bag. And Freitas has an RBI double to put the Braves in front.
And a ringing double here for his first hit.
It's been a great day for Ender Inciarte. And a shot into center field. It's going to put the Braves up 3-1. What a day for Ender. Seven hits now. Swing and a miss. Julio Teheran has set down 11 straight Phillies. And a swing and a miss. That's 8 strikeouts for Teheran. Wow. Thanks to 3 walks, the Phillies have loaded the bases. 1-2 count. Swing and a miss. Suzuki will pick it up. He'll step on the plate. And that is the inning.
Julio Teheran reversed his misfortune against the Phillies this season, and Ender Inciarte continued his red-hot day with 3 hits in Game 2 after 5 hits in Game 1 as the Braves swept the Twin Bill against the Phillies by a 5-2 score. Here is Atlanta skipper Brian Snitker.
I thought David did a good job with him for never catching him really in a game. They kind of had it going on a little bit, and Julio was good. I mean, he kept the ball down. It was live. Breaking stuff was good, and kind of like the last one.
And a decent day for your leadoff man there, huh?
Yeah, he got a few hits. It's a pretty good day.
He was one hit shy of a major league record.
They told me, yeah, that's pretty cool. And he was just up there kind of sweet swinging him that bat, man, and that's neat.
When he starts the second game with a single on the first pitch, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like,
all like, oh, my God, done. You know, we're not done yet. So, like I say, big day for him. It's just, you know, to come in here today and not have won a game all year, it's nice to get the two, but it takes good pitching to do that. We got 2 great starts, and, you know, thing got a little dicey in the end there, but, you know, fortunate Viz had a lot of rest that he could come in and do 1+.
Freeman just keeps doing what he does.
He's doing a great job. Yeah, he just kind of quietly is putting together a really good year.
Ender was attacking early in the count.
Yeah, he just had, you know, it's like he wasn't over swinging. He was just putting nice swings on the ball, and evidently he's seeing the ball pretty good too.
Dansby had 3 hits and 3 walks today.
No, real good. I know, I don't even remember, second game he had a really big walk, I think, end up scoring. It was a tough, you know, good, a lot of tough takes, and you know, it was good to, you know, there at the end, Oz getting one and scoring an add-on run was big. So, you know, it's a good day all overall because we needed that because we've been struggling here so bad all year, and it's nice to leave here with a couple of wins.
Quite a debut for Freitas. Also has a big hit.
Yeah, I mean, almost 2. Yeah. I mean, he squared that first one up and then the next one. And biggest thing, though, I thought he did a really good job with Julio. I mean, it's you know, to come in and just kind of be thrown in. And I don't even remember if he caught him in spring training. But they kind of were clicking. I don't remember Julio shaking him off a lot or anything or calling him out. So it was good to see him. Happy for him. You know, them guys that spend a lot of time in the minor leagues and ride a lot of buses. I think his family and child, where his little boy was here, and parents. So that's really cool. And I'm happy for him because he's a great kid.
Good. You mentioned it. I mean, MLB debuts are always a big deal, but for a guy who's 28, I mean, he's been at this for a long time. How much more sweeter do you think that it is for him to have this?
It's really good because I know what he's been through. I mean, he's rode a lot of buses. He's grinded. He's traveled with, you know, drug his family all over the country. His little boy, I'm sure, recognized he's old enough to know that was dad out there. It's got to be real special for him, and I'm really happy for guys like that when they get rewarded. He's had a really good year. You know, he's done a really good job in AAA, and you know, it's a big day for him. Like I say, I'm really happy for him.
After his 3rd 5-hit game of the season in Game 1 to give him the Major League lead, Ender Inciarte continued his scorching pace at the plate in Game 2, collecting 3 more hits for an 8-hit day, helping to set the tone for the Braves' 5-2 victory as they swept the Twin Bill against the Phillies on Wednesday afternoon. Inciarte shared his thoughts after the game.
It feels very good, you know, and I'm not going to lie. I wasn't locked in. I've been working with sides these last couple of days because I haven't felt comfortable at all. And he just asked me to go out there, compete, and
try to hit the ball up the middle, and that's what I did. I simplified everything, and I was able to get results.
I did see him pulling you aside over there in the dugout earlier in one of the games. What was he saying to you whenever he sees you swinging the bat and getting results like this today?
Just that. Just told me, just stay right there, don't try to do too much, and just keep swinging the ball and hit it to the middle. So that's what I tried to do the whole day, and it got me good results.
I'd say 5 for 5 in the first game, 3 for 5 in the second game. But it wasn't just the offense looked good for you guys. Y'all got two dominant pitching outings from R.A. Dickey, Julio Teheran. How big was that for both of those guys to come out and do what they were able to do in a doubleheader?
Well, R.A. was being R.A. I'm happy he kept us in the game all day long and kept our bullpen fresh. So Julio did a great job too. And hopefully we're going to keep it going and get a good series in Chicago.
You guys hadn't won a game here at Citizens Bank Park this season. You come in today, you sweep the doubleheader before you guys head on the road to take on the reigning world champs. How important was it for you guys to take some momentum as you leave here and head into Chicago?
It's good because, like I said a couple days ago, we have had a lot of bad games against the Phillies, and we were able to come back today, play hard, and we got those two games.
The Braves continue their road trip on Thursday in Chicago as they take on the Cubs.